There are many parts of the detail in this budget that have already been announced, as I said, corporation tax, for example. In the 2007 budget, Gordon Brown announced that the main rate of CT would drop from 30% to 28%, following sustained criticism from business leaders that the taxation burden in the UK was too high compared with our major competitors. The 2008 budget has confirmed that drop. As far as most of our clients are concerned, the 2007 announcement in respect of small companies were also confirmed, with the small companies rate progressively rising. In finance year 2008, it will be 21%, and in finance year 2009, it will be 22%. Remember, this rise was in part an attack on Arctic Systems-type tax planning for small family businesses, and more on that in just a few minutes. One thing, however, was new, and that was a simplification of what are known as the associated company rules. And what are these? Well, supposing Mrs. Singh wholly owns two small companies, perhaps each doing different things. These companies are associated for corporation tax purposes, and therefore the tax bands, that is the rate at which profits are taxed, are divided by two, because in total there are two associated companies. So for both companies, instead of the small companies rate, which remember will be 21% from this April, going up to 300,000, it will only go up to 150,000. But supposing Mrs. Singh had one company and Mr. Singh had the other, would this make any difference? Before the budget, yes, these are associated companies, even if the two businesses have no contact. But what is new is that from the 1st of April 2008, it would be only necessary to take into account the interest of an individual's business partners where, and I quote, relevant tax planning arrangements, unquote, have been entered into. These are defined as arrangements which involve both an individual and his or her business partner and secure a tax advantage by virtue of the company's eligibility for the small company's rate. We need to look at the detail, and that will obviously come out in the finance bill, but at the moment that looks fairly positive. We don't have to worry perhaps so much about husbands and wives having separate companies and the effect that that would have on each other's corporation tax.